Welcome to Head and Neck Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Robert Haddad, and to begin, we discussed a patient from his practice.
This is a 55-year-old man who presented to us with a squamous cell carcinoma of the right lateral tongue. He also has multiple ipsilateral lymph nodes in the neck. This is a patient who's a smoker and a drinker. So he's a pack a day, 30 years, and he drinks alcohol daily. So his primary tumor was located on the right lateral tongue. So this is an oral cavity cancer. For oral cavity cancer, obviously, the initial approach is surgical resection. You want to take the tumor out. So surgery is the first step in management. So this patient undergoes an operation. He has a glossectomy. He also has a neck dissection, which is part of the standard of care. And then after the operation, obviously, he comes back to us to talk about what do we do next. Now, his pathology report review shows that the margins were clear, the tumor was removed. But one of the lymph nodes has ECE, or extracapsular extension of disease. Now, this is an important finding in head and neck cancer, is when you look at the pathology report, you try to really identify what we call the high-risk features, as there are features there that would mandate that this patient gets radiation therapy or radiation and chemotherapy. We also look at the number of lymph nodes involved. We also look at PNI, perineural invasion. We also look at LVI, lymphovascular invasion. So this patient has, of all these features, he has the two that are the most important that will dictate concurrent chemotherapy and radiation are extracapsular extension and or a positive margin. This patient has extracapsular extension. So the recommended treatment for this patient would be concurrent cisplatin and radiation, and that would be the standard of care. So the teaching point in this case was important to remember, number one, in the oral cavity, the initial approach is surgery. It's not radiation and chemotherapy. Number two, the pathology report review is key in these patients to determine how they get treated. What's the adjuvant therapy for them? Level one evidence in head and neck cancer, when you have ECE and or positive margin, the recommendation is concurrent cisplatin-based chemoradiotherapy. So this patient would receive bolus cisplatinum every 3 weeks with radiation therapy.
And what's his current status?
So he has completed his treatment. He required a feeding tube to get through the treatment. His feeding tube has been removed. He's back to eating and swallowing now, and he's doing well. He's cancer-free.